with the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It was a warm spring evening, and I set off in a kayak from a boat ramp in Middletown, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Baltimore, into the still waters of Swatara Creek. A family of ducks with a dozen ducklings paddled in the river. A pair of kayakers, father and son, came in off the waterway, dragging their boats up and laughing with each other. Children in their bathing suits splash in the shallows at the boat launch. As the sun set, illuminating the clouds, I passed beyond a bend and beyond the trees, saw the four enormous cooling towers of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant. It was 40 years ago, in 1979, that a partial meltdown at Three Mile Island triggered the evacuation or flight of more than 140,000 people from South Central Pennsylvania. The incident and the authorities' bungled responses to it generated so much fear that the nuclear industry never recovered in the U.S. In the 5 years after Three Mile Island, power companies canceled 51 nuclear power plant construction projects, and no new plants have been started in the U.S. since. But despite the near death of the nuclear industry, no workers or local residents died during the failure of the cooling system at the reactor, and the environmental contamination outside the plant was minimal. Today, kayaking in the shadow of the plant's looming towers is a strange experience. First, you should know that, despite the industrial look of the place and terrifying history, Lake Frederick beside the plant remains highly popular among fishermen and boaters. And for many local people, this is their only place to enjoy wildlife and the summer. There are several islands next to Three Mile Island, wooded, steep-banked, highly eroded, and overgrown. Anglers and hunters love these islands, and they have built hunting and fishing shacks all over them, and they rise early in the morning here to fish in the lake. There are also large numbers of turtles and birds on the islands in the shadow of the cooling towers. As I kayaked near them, the turtles slipped off into the water. It's an amazing amount of wildlife for what looks like a hellscape. My journey past the power plant was a reminder that often the environmental stories that are the most frightening to us and that get the most news media attention are not those that are really the most dangerous to public health or our natural world. 4 decades after Three Mile Island, the largest environmental danger facing us turns out to be not nuclear energy, but climate change, a problem driven by the greenhouse gases emitted by non-nuclear energy sources. Nuclear power is on the way out, in part because of the disasters at Chernobyl and Fukushima that followed Three Mile Island. But generation from nuclear power, even today, creates 20% of America's electricity with no carbon dioxide pollution. The Exelon Company, which owns Three Mile Island's remaining active reactor, recently announced that it will be closing the plant in September. The underlying reason is not environmental, but financial. Technological innovation, hydraulic fracturing, has made natural gas so much cheaper than mining and burning uranium that nuclear plants cannot compete. Exelon had sought a $500 million bailout from Pennsylvania taxpayers to keep Three Mile Island running, but lawmakers rejected it after the natural gas industry lobbied against it. It's somewhat ironic that Three Mile Island was not shut down by environmentalists or even public health advocates, but by capitalists. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.